Well, happy Mother's Day. I will try to make this quick today. You know where this all started? Anybody have any clue? Not what we celebrate, but what God made. Genesis chapter 3, verse 20 says this. Adam named his wife Eve because she would become the mother of all the living. Without you mothers today, we would not be here. You help mother the living. And that is so important. That's why we believe in the sanctity of life. That's why we make the stand, because it's God who places in. But mothers, thank you for who you are. And then Exodus 20 gives us a command, actually, in chapter 20, verse 12, honor your father and your mother so that you may live long in the land the Lord your God has given you. And so today, we do honor. We're thankful for our mothers. There was a six-year-old boy who got separated from his mom in a supermarket. And when he realized he was separated, he began to frantically call out, Martha! 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 That was the mom's name, was Martha. And the mother came running when she heard it, of course, and came upon him. And finding him, she said, You shouldn't call me Martha. I'm your mother. You can call me out for mother. He said, the little boy responded and said, yeah, I know that, but this store is full of mothers. How many of you have ever been there and you heard father or mother or mom or dad and you turned thinking it was your kid? And when you knew it wasn't your kid, you were relieved? Yeah, you know that. I know it, moms. Yeah, go unapplauded and we're going to do it. And unappreciated at times. But today I'd like to all of our moms to please stand. And we want to honor you and show you our appreciation. All of our mothers, would you please stand? Amen. You may be seated. I know that everybody's not necessarily a mom in that way. And some have second place, that second mom, as my wife spoke about. But ladies, I want you to know I honor all of you, and we appreciate all of you. You are special to God, and you're special to this church, and we need you. And so we honor all of our ladies together today, whether you've had children or not, because I know that God has a special reason for all of us. In fact, Jesus said this in Mark 3:35, anyone who does God's will, listen to this, is my brother and sister, and he uses this special term, and mother. Just following God in obedience makes us a brother, a sister, or a mother. And so if you're following the Lord, you are a mother. You're that brother and sister. The bottom line is, though, all of us need to follow God's will, amen? We need to grow in our obedience every day. Amen. And each of us has this wonderful opportunity of investing in others and having influence in other people's lives. So this morning I want to use a very simple illustration and talking about growing and learning to grow. But we all have to start at the most basic place. And our first lesson is the lesson of the dirt, okay? For all you ladies, by the way, we have a special gift for you. And whether you realize it or not, it came from somewhere. In fact, all the ingredients came from dirt. Isn't that amazing? You're going to eat cake out there and sugar. So sugar, the flour, and whatever is in the gluten-free stuff, whatever that might be. Even the stick came from wood, and it all started right here. In fact, by the way, men, this is how it all started for us. God got a handful of dirt, and he formed us. It's amazing what a bag of dirt can do. Did you know this has the potential of feeding a family? Because of what the potential that's there, that you can plant and something will grow. And also you can leave it can be useless. One of the things I want to warn you about, and we use a phrase that, you know, we used to say a little more often, but you throw dirt at others, you know, a dirty campaign, throwing dirt. You need to realize if you throw dirt, you're the one losing ground. Takes you just a moment, didn't it? The key is to not let dirt just be dirt. Church, we are given potential for us to grow, especially when we have the nutrients in us and like our moms and dads who speak into our lives. We have, above that, though, the Word of God is the best nutrient you'll ever put in your soil. Men, you want to grow this morning? Let me help you out for just a moment. Would you like some nutrients in your soil? Really? All right, here we go. I'm really expecting great things out of you. Colossians 3:19 says, husbands, love your wives and never treat them harshly. And if you want to get deeper, go to 1 Corinthians 13 and find out what this love is like. You see, the question is, we have nutrients, but do we ever work it into the soil for it to produce the fruit that it's meant to produce? Now, all of us like good dirt. We all want our dirt to be good. Everybody want good dirt? Yeah. How many have a yard? I have a place in my yard that I'm having to work on because something has happened and it's not growing there. And I gotta work the soil and so the grass will grow like it should. Because there could be bad dirt. You know where bad dirt comes from? Anybody know? How about spiritually? Let me give you one. 1 Kings 22:52. It says, but he, and it's talking about the son, Ahaziah, the son of Ahab and Jezebel. Ahab and Jezebel were evil. Bad king, bad wife, mother, it really was. But I want you to hear what happens. But he, the son, did what was evil in the Lord's sight. Why? Following the example of his father and, by the way, and mother. Our influence to the soil of what's happening in people's lives, and even the example of Jeroboam, and they led Israel to sin. We need to be careful who influences our lives. The parents of Ahaziah willfully chose to be evil. Every person is kind of like this bag of dirt. There's potential there, but you have to invest time. You have to make sure it has the nutrients, the patience, everything that has to happen for that potential to develop. But another lesson we need to learn is from the seed, the lesson of the seed. I have several packages of seed here this morning. And if I was to open up all of these and pour them into one bowl, and I had you come and pick out some seed out of that, you would probably be a little lost to what you got, unless you actually pick up the sweet corn. Maybe you know what a kernel of corn looks like, but and many times we look at a seed and we don't even know what it might be, and that happens in our lives because God places gifts within us, seed within us, and those things, but we don't know what they're going to be like. In fact, I love the scripture. It says, train up a child in the way he should go. And I know we quote a lot of that, meaning the Bible. We need, you know what? There's tons of scripture about teaching the Word of God to your children. But that particular verse actually is more to train up a child in the way he is bent, the way his giftings are leading him. Because you want to help those giftings along, because when you begin to see what type of plant, what type of giftings are there, you want to bear the fruit of that. If it's music or if it's arts or if it's engineering or whatever it might be, we want to see that it expand and produce what it's meant to produce. I love that I can open up an apple and I can count all the seeds in one particular apple, right? But did you know that only God could count how many apples that seed will produce? See, we get lost in what the fruit is, and God's saying, what can the fruit produce yet to come? Another thing, though, you need to know about all this is that it's not just the seed or the size of the seed that matters, but it's the growth of the seed. The Apostle Paul in Galatians 6:7 says, do not be deceived. God cannot be mocked. A man reaps what he sows. So whatever is put in the ground is going to come up. You're not going to plant corn and get strawberries. It just doesn't happen that way. We plant what we want to see grow, or we nurture what we want to see grow. And we need to be planting the right things. So let me plant a few seeds into your life today. How many know what a forget-me-not is? Right? I have no idea what that is, but I've heard of it. But let me give you some biblical forget-me-nots. How about Deuteronomy 4:9? Only be careful and watch yourselves closely so that you what? Do not forget the things your eyes have seen, or let them fade from your heart as long as you live. Teach them to your children and to their children after them. Listen, by the way, you're to be a parent and a grandparent. You're to teach those things and keep sharing them, what God has done. And don't forget it. Keep sharing it. Deuteronomy 4:23, be careful not to forget the covenant of the Lord your God made with you. Do not make for yourselves an idol in the form of anything the Lord your God has forbidden. If we're not careful, we get too busy and we forget to really let God and His law dictate our lives. And God gave us that warning. What about wheat seeds? You know, the Bible talks about this in John 12. Jesus says, I tell you the truth. Unless a kernel of wheat is planted in the soil and dies, it remains alone. It's just a seed. These seeds have the potential to go into this and become something, but if they remain alone, they do not produce. But listen, but its death, the death of the seed, will produce many new kernels. A plentiful harvest, and he taught spiritually here of new lives. In fact, 25, those who love their life in this world will lose it. In other words, if you're only planted for yourself, then you remain alone. But if you plant yourself in the kingdom of God, all of a sudden you become valuable in what God is producing in you. And those who care nothing for their life in this world will keep it for eternity. If we'll give our lives up, die to sin, and live for Christ, we can produce a harvest of righteousness. And our souls also get to live with God forever. Of course, Jesus even uses another seed called a mustard seed. Matthew 13, he says, he told them another parable. The kingdom of heaven is like a mustard seed, which a man took and planted in his field. Though it's the smallest of all seeds, yet when it grows, it's the largest of garden plants and becomes a tree so that birds come and perch in its branches. Just a few chapters later, in chapter 17, Jesus says this after the disciples couldn't cast out demons because of their faith. He says, you don't have enough faith, Jesus told them. I tell you the truth, if you had faith even as small as a mustard seed, you could say to that mountain, move from here to there, and it would move. Nothing would be impossible with God. Faith starts, and though it might be small, you do not know the potential that it has unless it gets planted. But even if I've got dirt and I've got seed, we need a vessel. Do you know our vessels? We all start off empty. That's just the way we start. In fact, the Bible says, He is the potter, I am the clay. And He molds us and He makes us like He wants us to be. But if it stays empty, it's of no use. That's why God says, I want to fill you. I want you filled with the fullness of God, the baptism, of the Holy Spirit. He wants to do something inside of here. Our pots need to be filled. The value of the vessel, though, is not within the vessel. It's its ability to be used again and again and again. The clay pot has to realize it has a great value as it's a part of helping the seed to grow. The question is, will we allow God to put His dirt in us? And you say, well, it's not dirt. It's potential. It's what He wants to place there and His seed. You know what? But we also need not only the dirt to be put into our lives. I'll do this without making a mess, and I already did. Without being filled, without something happening in us, there's other things we need. How many know we need living water? You know what? I could have the soil and the seed, but if I never have something for it to help it germinate, it just will remain. So you need this. So we need to put water in here that it can draw upon. I don't know if you noticed, but on the bottom of this, did you see there's a hole in the bottom? You know what? Many of us like to close up that hole and just say, God, I'll just do this on my own. I've got it all. I see it. But church, if you forget that you have to draw upon Him, if you're not drawing upon Him continually, you will dry up and you'll be ineffective. So we need not only the soil, not just the pot, not just the vessel, not just the seed, but we also need His light. Did you know, it's amazing to me how we've tried to reproduce light, but there's nothing like His light. There are other religions that have tried to produce a false light, but He is the light of the world. And we need to be careful what we see. In fact, 2 Corinthians 4:6 says, "For God who said, 'Let light shine out of darkness,' made His light shine in our hearts to give us the light of the knowledge of God's glory displayed in the face of Christ." Whatever develops from this dirt or the seed or from this pot will depend on what we do with it. It depends on what you do with your life. The dirt can stay in the bag and never be used, or it can even be put in the pot. Seeds, if you're not careful when you open them, if you're outside and it spills, we can lose them, and they never find their fulfill their purpose. I could let the pot just stay empty and never be used. And even if I begin the whole process, but I never allow the water to be drawn upon, if I never allow the sun to shine upon my life, it will never reach its potential. Our growth depends on what to do with what we've been given with and whatever that means in our individual lives. I'm grateful that my mom, and many of you had others, but for me it was my mom who poured the gospel into my life. She planted that seed of truth, of the way, the truth, and the life, Jesus. She's the one that would told me and would take me to church. My dad, early on in her life, traveled a lot, and he wasn't there. It was Mom who made sure that we were in the house of the Lord. But when I was just a 9th and 10th grader, Mom, for that season, drove me to school. And I'll never forget, every morning, we're on our way. We had a 6-mile journey to the school, and she would say, "How's your relationship with Jesus today?" It was like she took this and she just raked up the soil. I am so glad she did. She turned the soil over and over to make sure the weeds weren't there, to make sure that it was producing what it needed to produce and do. And I'm thankful to my mom today because she kept working on the truth that was planted in me. She desired to see my life grow and produce the fruit of what God wanted. I'm thankful for my mom who helped me be who I am today. But I want you to know that God's working in all of our lives. And He's using different people, and sometimes it's mom, sometimes it's others, but I want God to produce in and through you everything He's ever desired. Moms, and all you ladies today, I want to thank you for who you are in Christ. So many times our identity can get lost in titles instead of the person. I don't want to just be lost in the person or the title. I want my representation to be Christ. I encourage all of you to continue to grow your own personal lives and then nurture those around you. Because you will reap what you sow. 2 Corinthians 9:6 says, "Remember this." This is scripture. Paul is saying, remember something. Here's what he says. "Whoever sows sparingly will also reap sparingly. And whoever sows generously will also reap generously." Ladies, I'm asking you, sow generously. Continue to allow God to work in your own life and heart, but somehow you have a nurturing part of you that God created, and I'm asking you to sow it generously in the lives of those around you. Why? Because I want there to be a great harvest of glory to God. Amen? Well, maybe to help some of our lives, we need more than that. Maybe we need miracle grow. I don't have a green thumb, But I'm telling you, the one who made us, if you'll let him have his thumbprint on your life, he will rework the real miracles. Because that's the thing we see is like, how did that happen? Because God has his own miracle grow in moments of our lives if we'll let him grow us like he can. This morning, I look at these different plants, and they're all different. They all have their own beauty. Some sparkle, some have definitive moments where they unfold and show a beauty. And many of them just for a season, too. Others have different colors and different type leaves. And others, I don't know, I saw this, I just thought it was really cool. It's a lily. And I'm not going to even try to tell you what kind of lily, but it's a lily of some sort. And I'm like, look how sturdy it is. And yet this one's kind of floppy, you know. It just, that God makes us all different and it's okay. But what are you going to do with the dirt? Are you going to let it get the right nutrients? Like today, men, that scripture, have you already forgotten it? What was the scripture? Anybody remember? For you men? Love. And don't treat them harshly. See, we tend to not get that nutrient deep enough. And it just hits the top. You need to rake it deep down in so it produces it, what it's supposed to produce. This morning, I just want to wish, I'm going to invite the worship team to come back for just a moment as we close. I really meant to kind of get Mother's Day, but with the Philippines team, I just could not rob you of their stories and testimonies. It was just not right of me not to honor the McIsaacs today as they arrive back to the States, and we dearly love you. But I couldn't rob you of what God wanted to speak to your hearts today either, so I do apologize for going over a little bit today. But moms, you are special. Men, you are special. We'll talk to you next month. But today, treat your mom. If you haven't called her yet, make sure you get an opportunity to. If you're unable to, and I know there's many spiritual people out there, and I don't know if God just allows moms and dads and others to peek over the porticles of heaven just to hear us every once in a while. I don't know. But you may not be able to talk to them directly, but you can just say, God, thank you for my mom. Thank you for my dad. Because I know that God is a great communicator. And if he doesn't let them peer over and hear it themselves, he'll pass it on because the Bible says to pray to him. So I'm not praying to others, but you can thank God today. If your mom has gone on, you can thank God. Today, as we close, I don't have any big closing. This is not hyper illustration in any way. The question is just, what are you going to do with your life? What are you going to do with your pot? Your pot may not look like this, but I'll tell you, the water and the dirt all stays the same. The sun is the same. But the seed and what kind of pot he puts it in. Because there's certain plants you put in this pot's not big enough to handle them. Right? So God's blessed others with bigger pots. And I'm like, God, thank them for a big pot for what they're doing. I'm grateful. But if we start comparing our pots and comparing what type of seed we got, you're going to miss out on the fruit of what you're to do. Little strawberry plant sits real low to the ground. If you're not careful, even the little strawberries get hid underneath a leaf. But aren't they sweet? And when you put them over shortbread or stuff like that, man, it's even better. But it all came from dirt. What are you going to do? Heavenly Father, we thank you that you are good, and we love you, and I bless our moms today. I pray you watch over them, and Lord, that they continue to grow and become what you want them. All of our ladies, God, thank you that you have placed them here in this body. And Lord, you are growing them. You are producing something of great value that will bear great fruit and a great harvest. So Lord, thank you for all those today. And Jesus, we thank you because it wasn't us. It's never our pot. It's the potter's clay, not our clay. It's not our dirt, it's not our seed. It's not our water or our light. It all belongs to you. So God, we give ourselves and we thank you for Jesus who died for us. Amen. Would you stand and just lift this course before we go? And one more time, would you sing Nothing But the Blood?
We sing, oh, precious.
But then what?
That makes me white as snow. Mother, found I know nothing but the blood of Jesus.
That's what's made us clean. Sing it again.
Sing, oh, precious.
Whatever seed you have placed there. And Lord, to live content because we are doing what we've been called to do. Lord, place your miracle thumb upon our lives. And Lord, cause us to grow larger and bigger than we ever thought because of your glory and your kingdom. Your kingdom come, your will be done. In Jesus' name, amen.